Welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I am Gabriela Kizebek-Davalos, Senior Communications Officer, and with me in the studio today is Kunle Amuvo, Crisis Group Senior Analyst for Nigeria. Kunle, Nigeria's last elections have been described by many observers as more transparent than previous one, but also a lot more violent. They caused more than 800 deaths and thousands of people were displaced. You're currently working on a new report on these events. What lessons can be learned from the last elections?
Lesson learned from the election is that human agency is as important as structures. In other words, I mean the appointment of a new independent electoral commission, for instance, the chairperson and his team, Atahiru Jega and his team, because they were more, Nigerians saw them as people who were more selfless than the previous one, who put the interest of the nation first before their own interest, who are ready to correct their mistakes, to learn as they go along, and who are very, very clear in their minds that they are not going to repeat the mistakes of the past. I think that helped a lot to shore up the quality and the credibility of the elections. That was massive.
So would you say Nigeria is on a good path?
Clearly. Of course, there are a lot of challenges. One election will not fix all the challenges, but you need a legitimate government, you know, unlike in the past. I mean, we knew that the election 2003 and 2007 were very flawed, you know. So now that Jonathan has that kind of mandate, he has that moral authority, that legitimacy to speak, to act, and to do things that some governments in the past could not do because Nigeria did not vote them into power.
Now, Kunle, there are voices in the international community that claim that there are separatist tensions in the country. Do you agree with that?
No, not quite. If they are, then that claim is exaggerated, because if you look at even at the Niger Delta region, where there has been this massive anti-state movement for years, did not just start after 1999. You know, they had always been there. You know, there has never been any claim, neither by Menders, the movement for the emancipation of Niger Delta, the most radical, nor the others. You know, that they want out of Nigerian Federation. What groups in Nigeria have been saying is that because of poor and bad governance over the years, particularly under the military, that they wanted Nigeria going to convocate what they call a sovereign national conference, so that we sit together at the round table to judge all, in order to avoid the world war. In other words, to sit down and discuss new terms about mutual coexistence, about how the federation is going to be run, to structure it, about revenue allocation, about how to use the resources of Nigeria for Nigerians, you know. So that's what people want. And I think Wole Soyinka the other day, after the post-election violence, he added his voice to that. He has been in the forefront. He told President Jonathan, this is what you have to do. Nigerians want Obasanjo to do that.
Kunle, what are the main challenges that Goodluck Jonathan will be facing?
The major challenge for me, for President Goodluck Jonathan, is to immediately convocate a sovereign national conference. Against the background of what happened in the north, you know, despite the fact that most of the governors supported him, it does seem as if some sections, a section of Nigeria, takes political power as its birthright. So we have to sit down together and discuss that, you know. Wole Soyinka, the Nobel laureate, emphasized that point a few weeks ago, and I agree 100% with him. Of course, there are other issues. It must make the state more efficient, more inclusive, and to be seen to be working for all Nigerians, irrespective of their backgrounds, of their ethnic affiliation, religion, and so on and so forth. He has shown some inclination towards that, and we hope it should just continue, you know, and should not allow politicians to derail him.
That was Kunle Amuvo, Crisis Group Senior Analyst for Nigeria, talking about the lessons learned after the last elections. For more information, go to our website www.crisisgroup.org. Thank you for listening to this International Crisis Group podcast.